Ah, welcome back to last week on
Keith. Oh my God, what happened? What happened to your wrist?
I have a repetitive stress injury from typing and holding my phone.
Oh my.
It's like the most pathetic thing about our modern age is that you literally get hurt like being one of the people in WALL-E who's like in a frigging wheelchair in space.
You should call it a sports injury. This is all sports.
I mean, it's just the most like sad thing to have to wear a wrist brace because I did too much tippity tap on the old trackpad and I got a little ouchy on my wristy. And I was in so much pain the other day that I couldn't even use my right hand to like pull my pants down to go pee. I had to only do it with my left hand. And it was really hard to get them down without the strength of my dominant arm. Have you found that?
I've had to wear that on the wrist. And what's interesting about me, and when I say interesting, I mean stupid, is that in order to get to that spot, I felt it before and was like, no, I'm just going to keep doing this. And then finally, it hurts so much. And I'm like, fine. It's the wrist cover of shame. Like, you know, the cone of shame for dogs? This is for the wrist. It's totally comparable.
Yeah, I feel like I never look that cool. You know, I mean, obviously I'm the coolest person anyone's ever met, blah, 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 whatever. I have a certain je ne sais quoi. People don't know why, who I am, mystery, blah, blah, blah. I'm the coolest. But visually right now, very pale in the sun with, you know, my skin issue with the rashes. So I'm all covered up, hat, sunglasses, long sleeves. And now I've got the wrist brace. I'm a beach nerd right now.
No. You need to embrace this. Do you remember when Madonna made Judaism adjacent cool?
Oh,
when
yeah.
When she had idiots wearing a red fucking thread on their arm and they probably paid like $100 for it and called it Kabbalah classes or some shit. Her name is goddamn Madonna. Who was she taking to the prom? Jesus? What's happening? So yeah, you can make anything cool. I mean, she used to make cone bras cool. I think we need to take a little page and go, this is what's cool now. Hey, Bianca, you look like you're wearing the coolest, latest trends. Where did you get that from?
It's called Injured on the Beach.
That's edgy. You know what I mean? That's very like cool. You're wearing graffiti. You know? That's like you're so badass you couldn't even stop yourself.
I couldn't stop typing these emails.
Yeah, you're like, did I get another like? Scroll, another like, scroll.
Thank you so much for your email. No, that item is not returnable. Send. You know, fuck you.
Yeah, that's a leather jacket.
Yeah, totally. Wow, Hammond, I feel so much better. Thank you.
Namaste. 1 minute at a time, babe.
Madonna's latest look was an eye patch. You know, just who cares?
Yeah.
And she's super relevant, and also everyone loves her. still.
Listen, did everyone love Jesus in his time? Probably not. Why did he get executed like that? Some people didn't love him. Do we all love him now? He's in our hearts now. He's what? What reputation? Talk about injured party. He made a fucking crown of thorns cool. He made a diaper in adulthood cool. Come on. You can't do a little wrist action. And you can call it wrist action. spin that wheel, babe.
Hemda's very religious today. And I like how, you know, 15 minutes with this, you know, OMAT program, and all of a sudden she's a frigging guru. And watch out for her. She's going to be telling us to move to Guyana and get some sneakers or something.
Listen, you start wearing the right colors for your skin and boom, the world opens up. I don't know how to tell you. It's just, you know, that's it. You put the right kind of oil in your hair and it just stays. There it is. Yeah.
Damn.
Is anyone writing this down?
She's my leader.
Mm-hmm. So you all sit there, babe?
I know. I never used the word babe, but it just kind of went and I decided to go with it. Listen, I just had a very celebratory Starbucks, so maybe I'm a little jacked up.
I saw that Xerxes during the check was slurping a little, looked like a little bit of a frothy treat. That's exciting.
Yeah, totally not a milkshake, totally just coffee, totally not like 2,000 calories. We're cool.
Oh, what passes for fun these days. I've got a wrist brace. Hamda got a coffee. Keith, what did you do? Clip your fingernails?
I honestly did.
Oh, baby.
It's funny you say that. Yeah.
Hot stuff.
Keith, do you want to talk about your walk and why you were late to soundcheck? Or
I went for a walk and I got lost.
Not really.
Okay.
Seriously?
I mean,
can you speak on that a little bit more? Like, where did you go and when did you realize you were lost? And then what did you do? Take us through it.
Also, like, pretend I'm not laughing. Just like, you know,
I'm not laughing. I'm truly concerned. And I want to know.
I have friends blindfold me and drop me off at various locations.
Like a Boy Scout.
What kind of a friend is that?
Andrea. Not a,
So I went for a walk, and then, you know, sometimes I've never been in this area before, and
in what area?
By the studio, but more downtown.
Okay. What's that, one block further than you used to? I'm not being an asshole.
You're not being an asshole? One block further than I'm used to. You're not being an asshole.
Okay. I'm being a butthole.
Okay. You're being something. I know that much.
Butthole is one block away from asshole. Go on, Keith.
I was easily 10 blocks away. Okay. So sometimes the streets don't have a break in them, and you're at another whole nother next street when you were following the grid correctly. And apparently, a tornado blew through this fucking area, and sometimes the whole sign is moved where the streets are now called the avenue. And then what do? You're homeless.
What, where was your intention to be? Like, were you just walking around the block? Or
this is silly. I was trying to discover things.
You were?
Yeah. I'm like, why not? Let me discover things. What's down in this area?
Did you find anything?
Nope. I'm very hungry.
This is the first time Keith decided to do what other people call fun. Mm-hmm.
Never again.
He finally left the house without the idea of getting newspapers, groceries, or going to a movie. And it was just destruction.
Let me explore. Maybe I'll grab a bite. Mm-hmm. The dark clouds roll in. The perfect storm. Keith is fully lost and he comes back. I'm just relieved you found your way back.
I don't know where I am. I think I'm in a radio station.
When did you find out you were lost?
Yeah. Did you have to use your phone to get back? GPS? The little dot with the little arrow?
The more I use GPS when it's obvious, the dumber Siri talks to me. So I didn't want to let her know. Okay, she's like, timer for 2 minutes. I'll watch pot, never boy. It's like, bitch, so I can't let her know that I didn't know. But I did all right. I probably only went out of the way 4 blocks.
Okay.
Not bad.
Oh.
I was in the same borough.
Okay.
And you didn't hit your head on anything by the looks of it. So that's a win.
That is a win.
And you didn't accidentally sell somebody a plane ticket or have to hop a fence to get onto a bus.
Nope.
So I call it, honestly, in Keith terms, this is basically not getting lost.
I did see a fence and I'm like, I should jump that. And then I go, no, I won't.
Did you
really? I'm gonna find my way back.
I believe you. Did you?
Don't worry about it.
All right. Well. Now that we're all here, let's talk about last week's shows.
Okay, thank you.
I'm so glad you made it, Keith.
Thank you.
The recording. And Hemda, you look fabulous and you're absolutely glowing from your coffee high.
Well, I don't want to spoil anything, but I just bought a bike and I haven't been this happy. I don't know. So I just rode it for half a mile from the store. And if I could just tell you the quick story about it, it cost too much, but we were like, let's try to, you know, a little finagling. It's, you know, it was on the showroom. It's got a little ding or two, even though it's gorgeous. It's exactly what I want. So we're like, we'll come with the cash, right? We'll be like, we have this much cash or whatever the fuck. Meanwhile, I think they know our desperations because I tried to call other places. Everybody's out of bikes.
Yeah.
Their appointment just to get your bike fixed, their first appointment is July 11th if you want to do that.
Oh my God.
They take you one at a time. I called around. There is no bike like this anywhere and I have to walk to whatever bike place and there's only but so many in this. So I already told them to please hold the bike. I already went there yesterday and was like, maybe. And now they know I'm coming back. They already know that their appointments are backed up. And then I think I'm going to be like, but will you take this? Meanwhile, got the seat that I wanted for free and they knocked off 10%. Woot, woot. And then I rode back my bike for the first time ever. Half a mile. Oh my God. Remember the way I look now because it's a lot bigger than I used to.
Well, that is huge. That's huge news.
Yeah, you're looking at my butt, right? No, the bike will help that.
What color is it? Not your butt.
It's blue. My butt's black and blue, but this is blue.
Cute.
Yeah, I didn't pick the color, but I'm very happy with it. But I'd be happy with any color.
Oh, I'm so happy for you both.
Yeah. Ugh.
Can you imagine you're waiting in line, you're outside until you can finally buy a bike. You made an appointment a month earlier, and then you come in, you look around, and you say, no thanks, nothing here, my speed. Like, they know they got everybody, right?
They really do have everybody right now. Like, I called one bike place, and they were like, I said, do you have this bike? And they're like, no, we don't have bikes to sell. And I go, not this bike or not any? He's like, not any. We can't get the distributors to contact us because in New York, everybody's like, oh, COVID, here's a bike. Okay, yeah. So sorry we're to derail.
We're turning into Amsterdam. It's going to be Amsterdam before you know it.
It's beautiful. I love
it. Okay, moving on. Briskly, let's put our bikes into a gear and go quickly ahead, briskly, to episode 3,282 of Keith and the Girl, the podcast that you guys host. This episode's called Karen. And it's just kind of, you know, classic Keith and Hemda riff around news of the week, Keith's bummer news of the week.
You know, did he at any point, because I remember we recorded today and he goes, here's some fun news. And I'm like, I'm not falling for that anymore. Did he do that in this episode? I don't know if you remember.
I think he's gotten a little bit more self-aware about it ever since he had the big breakthrough about like news actually making him feel sad. He's like, trigger warning. Okay. But you also talked about the East Village party people and how Governor Cuomo is like, hey, kids, okay, if you can't do it right, then we're not going to let you do it. And meanwhile, colleges are going to open and they think that kids are going to – I mean, it's just like if you give a mouse a cookie, guys, of course people are like, oh, well, we can just – you know, people are dumb. And they want to have fun.
And you can't go back in the phases. You know,
no.
I don't think people are going to buy that. Like, oh, we're on phase two now in New York City. Well, we can't go back to one.
Yeah. I mean, happy phase two, I guess, if you're not terrified to like enjoy phase two.
I thought, what the fuck is different? Nothing changed. Nothing is new. Nothing is new. And Billy Procida, by the way.
Okay.
What the fuck did I do to Siri that it thinks I want to be on top of Billy Procida's life? No offense to Billy, but I turn my phone on and there's fucking nude yoga on Instagram. I'm not exaggerating. And by the way, for him having all this fucking sex without penis play, it's like I just see balls. Anyway, I guess it's gross. So anyway, so I got to watch this for a little bit. Okay. So that's not even the point. He shows that he got a haircut. His hair was a mess, big beard. And then he goes, and they did a great job. And I love this haircutting place. And they just take off the mask sometimes to touch around the ears. And my beard. Make out! Who cares? Oh, they only had to take it off to shave your beard and mustache. That's the only reason I had to take it off in an indoor fucking...
That's phase two behavior. I'm surprised that he has posted that already, because that's definitely late phase two behavior.
I would think, but I well, they did open, like, it's legal. They did open barbershops today.
Oh, this was today. Okay.
This was, yeah.
But
what the fuck is this? So what does your beard? What is that? Just my beard. Just your beard. He might as well spit in your mouth.
Well, maybe. Okay. I mean, what if the stylist is masked?
Okay.
I saw children getting haircuts today. So
children?
Yeah.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
No, I like this.
Are they doing yoga on Instagram too?
Now I go to jail because I turned on Instagram.
Jesus Christ.
I like the children getting a haircut because I was so sick of looking at ugly kids. I mean, have you stopped taking pictures of your kids? Because ew. It, like, really ew. I mean, 3 months of kid hair growth. Ugh. I mean, ugh. Yeah. There's no way to cut that in the house.
When there's a birthday party and you have to celebrate by driving a car and honking as you pass through, who are you cutting your hair for? Are these kids cutting their hair for?
Keith, we can't all have your just simple beauty regimen, which is so easy and streamlined.
I'll tell you something, Bianca. I didn't know that it was so easy and streamlined. I would still go to barbers and have them shave my head because obviously I'm going to miss patches. I didn't know how to walk 10 blocks.
Get lost now, on your way to the back of your head.
Right. I forget where I'm at. So I start shaving my legs. But then you get used to it because you have to do it.
So you still haven't went to a barbershop. I get it. I take it, right?
No, but I have done my head. I'm due now. Maybe that's what you're looking at. But I've done it 3 times already. It's easy.
So if
when you have to.
If I get a haircut this week in phase two, are you going to be mad at me?
It's anything goes. Who gives a fuck? Who cares? You know? Go bowling, but pick up the ball with your tongue. Who gives a shit? Everybody's doing whatever the fuck they want.
Phase fuck it.
Yeah.
Let's party.
Yeah.
You gotta
I open door handles with my mouth. Who gives a shit?
Herd immunity.
That's right.
Yeah. That's how we're all gonna stay safe, is if
everybody's
enough,
just,
if enough people lick doorknobs, then we're all gonna be good. Okay.
As if anybody's watched the scientists talk for 5 minutes, they know the buzzword.
Yeah.
Herd immunity.
60 and older, consider yourself dead. Right. 60 and younger, start licking doorknobs now, okay? We're in phase fuck it. Let's spike the curve. Put this all behind us.
What if I'm breaking Hell the yeah. ceiling. I'm breaking USA. The ceiling on that chart.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah.
COVID, you want my body? Take it if you can.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Whoops, turns out you can. Whoops. Okay, you win that one.
Oh, I can't smell. Ah. You guys got a crazy listener email. Not crazy,
probably.
But just a big one, a big email on the show, Keith, where you said, okay, so now that we've talked about all this stuff, here's the worst thing. Now that I've primed you, here's an email from a listener who faced abuse as a child, wondering if he should, you know, speak about it to his family members who know the abuser because the abuser is still part of their family, friend circle, etc. Right. But I did think, Keith, that your what'd you guys say?
Commentary.
Your commentary.
My compassion.
Stop pushing it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just great to me that there's, you know,
people like me,
people like you, and people feel like they can tell you about their stuff for some reason. But I did think that you guys, great call on the therapy thing. And also, Hemda, very impressed that you didn't bring up Al-Anon in this, in your answer. But I do think that could be something that this person looks into.
Or weed.
Sometimes I hesitate to say Al-Anon because it's supposed to be like
attraction, not promotion.
Yeah, yeah. But at the same time, I didn't know that Al-Anon existed, so I bring it up every once in a while. But I do feel guilty about it sometimes.
Yeah, no, I could tell that you purposefully didn't. But I
well, I think for this one, therapy is the first key.
Yeah. So it was great to see on the forums people on the forums are so nice and coming together, talking, supporting. You know, it's just good. You guys are doing good stuff over there on the net.
Yeah.
That's nice. I think get out of here. Thanks. When we say get out of here, Keith thinks he means get lost.
Get lost. I already did. What was the poll here? You don't know.
He got lost.
I got it right here. Okay. He's so fucking funny. No, I was thinking about throwing out the bitch word. Okay, so the poll was Karen's only. Is it tough that we associate the name Karen with entitled bitch? And your choices were yes, no, or my name isn't Karen. You know that song. My name is not Karen.
So never the really poll is a trick because it's for Karen's only.
Karen's
so if
only.
If you answer my name is not Karen, then.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You futzed with the science.
Yeah. I let people do that, though. I mean, we got to move on with our lives sometime, you know.
Okay.
I can't have pull out polls in the poll, you know. There was one person. Her name was Karen, and she says, yes, it's tough on me that people assume I'm just a bitch. When apparently she just walks around saying, my name's Karen. I don't know. I don't know how people know. But,
you know what?
She's having a tough time.
I am happy to trade names with you. Good luck with Chemda.
Yeah, I mean, I remember on the Keith and the Girl roast, Calvin Cato said to me that I looked like I was somebody who would call the manager. Mm-hmm. And, sick burn, Calvin. But you don't see me crying about it.
You're over it. You barely remember it. This is back in April.
I barely remember it verbatim, really hurting my feelings. Because it didn't.
Oh, that's your thing. It's like anybody's like do Karens, non-aggressive Karens, really think people are judging them?
I
don't know.
They have jobs and families. I think like they have to go to the grocery store. They have bills to pay. I don't think they're really if that's their biggest worry, then they should take a second to say thank you because they have a pretty good life.
Right.
So. Well. Karen,
I think it would be magnificent if you walk into every place going, what if they find out my name is Karen? Do you think they'll sell me groceries? Do you think that I'll be banned from here? Do you think that they'll get their pitchforks? I mean, I feel like they can tell. Did I just say my name out loud by accident? I'm calling Karen. Oh my God. Now they think I know a Karen. My life is over. It's never going to be the same.
Karina.
Right. You got to pay everything with cash because you don't want anybody to see your credit card.
Good idea.
I don't want to see your manager. I just want Tic Tacs.
Okay, moving on.
Yes.
Episode 3283, Yes, Pain, with Abby Crutchfield. A great episode. A great guest. So there are certain guests that come on and they just have this sort of easiness to their energy where you just feel safe. You're like, okay, I'm in this episode. It's going to be good. We're all going to be safe here because we're in good hands.
She's very much a host. Like, I don't remember what show she hosted, but it's very much. And she even said something like, back to you, Keith. And I was like, there it is. And she's just... when people are very present, they could actually say exactly how they think and it comes out exactly how they think. So I think she's really good at that. Would you like to hear any behind the scenes?
Yes, please.
Okay.
So, maybe if you're a performer and you do things from your house, And you knew that because you actually moved out of the city.
Let me guess. The dogs were barking, and I'm not talking about them Diamond D's, baby. Okay, Bow Wow, these dogs were on mic, okay? Might as well have given them their own mic because, boy, oh boy, arf, arf, were these dogs barking, okay? I heard that.
And that's actually how we made it better. She was taking a fucking hike. She's outside on her phone taking a goddamn hike. Then we got to go, hey, what about, you know, if you're not on the hike? You know how Xerxes talks to you and you wonder, like, if he's treating you like a fucking idiot? But he realizes that's the best way in general. This is how he would. What do you think? Maybe don't take a hike? if you don't want me to, let's try that. Okay, should I go inside where it's quieter? Yes, we should go inside where. What?
It's so funny because Xerxes really is like at high level of patience, and it doesn't bother him, but like he's ready with the patience. So you see, I think on video, Keith and I are just looking at our phones, just like, this has got to end soon, because Keith is not exaggerating. Xerxes was like, is there an indoor location that you might want to go to and maybe close the door? And she's like, oh, is inside better? And he's like, if you're able to. She goes inside and she's like, the dogs might bark. And I was telling Keith afterwards, I was like, when do you say the dogs might bark? When your dogs are barkers. There is no, my dogs might bark. The dogs will bark. And so she goes, she even said like, oh, should I be in a quiet room alone? And I just.
No way. Yes. Are you guys kidding me?
No. She said, should I be in a quiet room?
Wait. Okay. Wow. Well, you didn't seem furious, which is a huge compliment. You really didn't seem mad at her, which
I wasn't.
I'm livid.
You should be. So not only are you outside on your phone with on a hike because it's nice out, what? Then do you also understand I can't use this the way we've been getting better and better at these remote shows since March? I can't use my little tricks in recording. Because now we can only go off whatever you're using on your phone. So if your quality is less than perfect because you're on a phone, then my quality, even if I'm in a studio, is less than perfect because we have to go by the lowest common, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So did she just think she was like calling in to a radio station or something?
What would it matter? Okay, just call in. For now, you're only hearing audio anyway.
Actually, right, but like there's been a lot of that where it's like they're surprised by the video or surprised, but we give people two links, one for audio, one for video. So now I changed my text when I, you know, the verbiage. I'm just like, I actually ask, do you have a mic? Do you have, you know, stuff like that? Thinking like most people won't have a mic, but they'll at least know we're looking for that kind of level of something. And if you think, If I ask you if you had a mic, then that might mean I have a setup. I also say we record audio and video because I don't like surprising people with video. I don't like to be surprised with video. You know, people won't want to use it or be on camera. So I don't know how much more I can say. You know, I also don't know. Some people come on with like, they come on to one of the links and they go, I didn't get the other link. And then you hear Xerxes like, okay, can you do me a favor and wherever
you ever look at something and then you look around it? What if you look at what you saw and then look more what you saw?
Yeah.
I'm sitting there going, I'm talking about Crystal Leah and perhaps rape of a 14-year-old. Okay, we'll ignore that. Here are my thoughts, though.
I think maybe the like absolute chillness that I was feeling from her that made me feel safe is also the chillness that allowed her to think that it wasn't a performance at all. And it was just like, hey, I'm going to go for a walk and talk to my friends on the phone. If anybody needs me, just yell because I'm around.
You know, she didn't put her hand up to her husband going, honey, I'm on the, you know, she would have just dealt with it right then. And also.
And another thing.
Just take off your sunglasses.
She was wearing sunglasses?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we'll get to that later. That's a big foreshadow for our special VIP episode recap. Oh. Anyway, sunglasses on the recording, walking during the recording, dogs during the recording. Wow. Okay. Well, you're canceled.
I'm mad at her more than Chris.
This is cancel culture.
It was a very heavy episode in terms of, you know, we do try to cover all the basic major things. And so at the end she goes, wow, I forgot, you know, like she was kind of drained about it. She's like, I forgot that you guys cover so much that, you know, you kind of have to be up for the episode. You know, I thought she killed it. Like whatever she said was great.
Yeah, I liked her very much. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying you didn't have to bring your metal detector to the show.
But Chris D'Elia, creepy, bad guy with creepy, bad haircut.
I haven't decided yet.
I think the haircut gave it away years ago.
You know what I think gives it away, honestly? He has those devil eyebrows that I'm a look, the triangular eyebrows. Oh, you know how I feel? There's up and down names, there's square heads, and I've realized there's triangular eyebrows. They grow that way from God, and it's a sign to help us out.
It's
and I promise
to, up to your brain and indicating to people looking at you, this brain is bad.
Yeah.
Follow the arrows to the bad part of this person. It's the brain.
It's like the devil horns. That's how they got to those that shape for the devil.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Square heads, up and down names. Add triangle brows to the list.
This guy's a pedophile. Oh, you think so? Old devil head? No? You sure? Okay. Oh, yeah, I didn't see that coming. Oh, caramba.
Ugh, yeah. And so gross, like, when things start to come out and you're like, oh, here we go. And then, you know, as the day progresses, another woman being like, oh, yeah, me too. And another woman be like, oh, yeah, me too. But I was 14. And it's just like so – it's so sad to me that what happens is that like something sort of traumatic happens to you when you're a young woman and confused about power and having this like experience. And then you blame yourself, number one. And then number two, you don't feel like you have any kind of recourse to do anything about it until you see somebody else who went through it being like, this is messed up. And then finally you're like, yeah, I guess it is. And then you have a leg to stand on. It's just depressing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But you know what we call cancel culture? Not that. Like, they think they're going to be canceled for just feeling a way. That's so weird. Like, I don't know. I had a point. It was weird. It feels weird. Sorry. Coffee. Hi. I'm blaming coffee, but really I just lost my mind for a second. Sorry.
Okay, so hemmed is nuts.
just for a second, I got it back. You know, Keith got lost, but he's still here now.
Also, there was a you guys talked about the convenience store in Minneapolis that called the police on George Floyd. And I was going to send you another article about that I learned about this type of law that they have called this like group of laws called nuisance abatement laws. And essentially what it is the police department has expectations for business owners in communities that they report crimes like that, like counterfeit or loitering or public drunkenness or shoplifting. They're like sort of they will get fined if the crimes, you know, if it turns out that they're coming from this area and they're not reporting them on a regular basis. And it's really interesting, really messed up, nuisance abatement laws. And that's kind of like one of the reasons why the kid there called the cops on him, because he knew that that the store owner would get in trouble with the police if they had this counterfeit bill.
So if they don't report these very particular crimes that seem a little misdemeanory, but are actual crimes, then they get in trouble.
They had to take down the sign that said employee of the month. It was the kid that called. It said, stop counterfeiting. And they're like, take that down.
Yeah.
You gotta open. What a weird tainted place that is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really, but I think, you know, I'll send it to you and people can look it up in the New York Times. It's an interesting sort of way that another way that law enforcement kind of targets communities of color and poor communities by sort of pitting these small business owners against the communities that they are there to, you know, service, and like essentially turning these businesses into another surveillance site for people. So it's kind of, it's just so far reaching. It's really kind of fascinating.
Bianca, you're really taking on this bummer news corner.
Yeah, well, you know.
What the fuck is happening?
Sorry. I just want to see the looks on your faces.
Keith is going to feel something again. This is like, you can't have two in a month. Wait until July.
Well, on the latest Monday show, we were talking about how in that very same store, one of the four cops was just in there shopping. It's the reopening. They live in the neighborhood. They want to go shopping. And good that, you know, somebody put a camera on them and just chewed them out. I don't care if you posted bail. I don't care if you you did everything on paper. You should be ashamed. Why the fuck do you think you could shop there now for your Oreos and milk of all things? Get the fuck out.
Yes.
Thank you.
Definitely. Definitely that. Okay. What was the poll?
The poll was, following the death of George Floyd, are cops being treated unfairly?
Oh, because we had old Karen McMuffin in this episode. That was maybe the most unhinged, like, disturbing. You know, do you remember in the movie Get Out when the Allison Williams character, after you realize, spoiler alert, that she's evil and she's like taking a bite out of a Fruit Loop and drinking a glass of milk, and you're like, ugh, and listening to like Dirty Dancing soundtrack, you're like, oh God, that's so scary. That's the same feeling I had with this McMuffin lady. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, get a goddamn grip. What is going on?
And then I understand the local police are saying they don't recognize her as an officer.
What if she just really?
What if she just rented the outfit?
What? This isn't like stand-up. No, you're an open micer. You're a headliner. What?
I don't know.
It's like in Mean Girls. She doesn't even go here.
So we asked, following the death of George Floyd, are cops being treated unfairly? 100% say no. I'm pleased. I said no, of course, but that was a surprise to me.
That's also a surprise because 49% of our listeners are cops. I don't know. People seem to, it's okay to just say shit. I'm trying it out.
They're like, I went to McDonald's just today and I had a fantastic experience.
That's interesting though, that there is 8% of our listeners that are cops. That's a fact. So it still got to 100%. Like, nah, that was fair.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Episode 2.
Well,
3000.
Think about what's happening to cops. Nothing. We're not even really hearing about it. Nothing is happening. Okay. Sorry. Yes. The McMuffin. Yes. Please. Bianca.
What's it? What was in this coffee? A bag of apologies? What the fuck is happening? She's not even done and she's apologizing. We don't even have a chance to be angry.
She saw my confused face and she was like, abort. Never mind. Abort. Okay, moving on briskly ahead. It's episode 3284, How to Podcast with Catherine Heller. Chris D'Elia revisited. Keith, did you get that episode from him that you so desperately craved?
He did not. He has not put up a new podcast. I don't think he understands how to be a podcaster. Maybe he's just a comedian.
Let's send him our ultimate podcasting guide.com.
Yeah, it says show up to work. You have something interesting to say, A. B, you could unfairly tell the story every single day if you want to until they finally arrest you. Why are you just backing off? And I have over the weekend, I listened to two of his most recent podcasts, and they're disgusting based on now that we know this. You know, just whether it's an opinion on women or how he carries himself or Holly Weird. It's like, oh, because now you wonder if you're Chris, do I take down this last show? Like, I would listen to my, like, okay, what's the last show that everybody's listening right to right now? Oh, it's not good based on this. Do I take it down? Well, it's going to be obvious if I take it down. Somebody else will just put it up because they already have it. What do I do? Do I cancel the whole feed? Like, it doesn't feel like I could do that.
What can I say? Literally whatever you want on your podcast.
And please do.
You're a baby and you're scared.
Yeah. By the way, his podcast starts, hey, how's it going, babies? Hello, little babies. I played like the beginning of like five to see if it was and it's he says it on the spot. They're all a little different, but they're exactly, hey, how's it going, my babies? Like, ugh. Still not of age, Chris. How you doing?
Maybe he had too many coffees before every episode.
He has Starbucks poisoning. How's Catherine doing? She seemed a little down in the dumps. Am I reading that right? Tell me some behind the scenes. What's going on?
She had a microphone, and that's all I care about.
Okay.
I could see. Yeah, I think she's been having a lot of challenges. You know, she got the coves and the, that's what I'm calling it now, to be cute.
Coves.
Yeah. And
that's,
you
why
know,
everybody's running around. They think it's the coves. No, it's still COVID-19, all 19.
I think she's had a lot of back-to-back like health scare. They won't give her an animal. She's quarantining on her own. Just like generally a lot of heavy
McMuffin
shit.
Muffin is late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's very challenging, and I think she's facing it and still joking. But yeah, I could see what you're saying.
Okay. Well, I'm sending her love and positive vibes. And I just want to say, 1 minute at a time, baby girl. Okay. I learned that from my pal Hamda, who's also my guru.
Thank you. Thank you.
Father's Day. Mm-hmm. Did you guys celebrate?
I happen to see my girlfriend on Father's Day, so that worked out for me. I don't need to see the kids. I see them other days. So if I'm celebrating, why would I want to see them?
I happen to see my boyfriend on Father's Day also. So I gave him a little extra that day. Like, it was definitely a massage, and you break out the oil, and, you know, happy to have a parent. He's one of my top three favorite dads, you know, my brothers, him. I think they do a good job. I think they care a lot, and I acknowledged it.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah, I put in a couple calls myself. I work the phones. Hello, this is Bianca Brady, your daughter. Happy Father's Day.
How does that go? Because you guys have an in and out relationship, right? Like,
well, I called him and he didn't answer, so I left a message, and I haven't talked to him yet, but I know he's listening to this because he's a big fan. So yeah. I'll talk to you later, Dad.
Aww. Shout out.
Yeah, he's obsessed, and he also asked me for Keith's book, so I brought my copy for him to read, so he can hear all about your dad, and we can all just have like a dadding sort of dad session. All of our dads.
Ask him at the end, like, hey, what did you think about Keith's dad in that book? And if answers anything less than a vomit, you run.
Yeah, I mean, you could ask him yourself. He's definitely listening. So, Dad, write in to Keith and let him know what you think.
Papa,
what are the
can
positive
you hear
aspects?
Me?
Yeah. I mean, the thing about dads is that they have dads and they have dads, and it just goes down the line, you know?
Back to Adam, right?
We can't get away from it.
Yeah.
What was the poll? Dads, pro or con?
Is President Trump signaling white supremacists with his with his different messages and upside down triangle as used in Holocaust camps, et cetera, et cetera? 100% say yes.
I think he voted on this poll. What's the question?
Of course I am, Keith.
Yeah, thanks for picking up what I threw down. What the hell?
Yeah, anything, you know, maybe one thing you'd be like, it's a coincidence, but you wouldn't even think one thing with this triangle. Like, why did you put a triangle? It's just, and then those messages he put on Facebook, finger likes, our buddy had to point this out to me. You know how many messages he put on Facebook when they did that? 88.
What?
The Hitler number, HH, 88. So he put on 88 messages on Facebook. That's not a coincidence anymore. You're shouting out to fucking Hitler lovers.
Wait, crazy. 88 all at once?
Are it's you not serious? For you. It's for the creeps. Yeah, I'm being dead serious.
Yeah, and Finger Lakes gave us a little lesson on the forum. So that's hit that up to learn more about the subliminal messaging that's not so secret.
I saw it. Right.
You guys also read another interesting letter that sort of worked back to the letter from earlier in the week from an abuser. And Keith, I thought that your advice was what I would have said, which was
I'm really killing it that week.
I know that just, you know, apologize, but don't make it about you. Mm-hmm. And what just did you leave think? It at that.
I don't want to take it away from Keith. I actually thought, you know, his was the most subtle but honest, like allowing the ball to see if it even wants to be rolled out of the person. I thought that was good. And then Catherine said to post on the Facebook, on the abuser's Facebook thing, like, here's what I did. I don't want to say. And I thought it was a really good idea for a second, but I think, and I think they wrote this on the forums, but if you write that, your families will figure it out. And now it's more like a witch hunt and you're still stirring the same pot that you didn't want to stir. I'm not saying don't stir pots. I'm just saying like all the stuff that you didn't want to happen, which you have no control over, is still going to be there. Meaning like other people will still be affected to a very large degree with a lot of confusion added to it.
Yeah, it just seems to me like more of a performance in like a something for you. If you posted it on Facebook, it would seem kind of self-serving to me. Like if I read it, I would be like, okay, like, do you want me to like tell you it's fine or like what are you asking for here? You know,
right. Also on social media, you're gonna get people asking, you know, like what happened.
Right.
Do you know ahead of time you're going to ignore those? Also, it's going to happen. It happens with Chris D'Elia. Like, okay, but if she was 16, maybe some states, and it's like, all right, well, if somebody writes about actual rape and is clear about it, there's going to be follow ups. Like, yeah, but.
Also, I figure with any detail, like with any minor detail, if I grew up with you, I know what age you are. I know who you're hanging out with. I know who this could be just with a little bit of like, you're 12. So I was responsible for who you were hanging out with. I took you there. I was there with you. So I kind of know who you had access to. So I don't know. That's.
I would rate it anonymously, but the first letter of each sentence spells out the person's name vertically.
Ah, now there's an idea.
The crossword puzzle. Ooh.
Beautiful. All right. Let's move on to the special bonus VIP ep.
Oh, what was it?
I listened to Diamond Dogs number 18, Craig's on Drugs, .. and Single. Okay. Yowza. You guys were right. Everybody encouraging me to listen to this show. And I dug my heels in. I said, rough, rough, you know, meow. Who's that for? Not for me. This show is for me. Hello. I love it. Rough, rough. I'm on the porch. I'm in the doghouse. All of it. I love the dogs. Bow wow. and arf arf. And the dogs are my people, and I am dogs. So this episode was so fun. Some people on the forums thought it was bad. Sparrow and Finger Lakes were said it bummed them out because they thought you guys were fighting.
What kind of kitty cats are these? Look, again, it's
this is dog talk, baby.
This is dog talk, baby. Did you just say that? Yeah,
yes.
This is dog talk, baby. And, you know, there's not room for everybody on the porch. This is where the big dogs play, and that's fine, too. But you really you thought we were fighting just because I had to slap Craig across the face and say your girlfriend left you? No, that's dudes talking and barking.
Yeah, I mean, okay, this show, I'm so inspired, okay, because Keith, your dog's persona is so fun, and the segments are fun. What are you yelling?
Mm-hmm.
You getting laid. Politics. Okay. Uh-huh. And then you think, okay, Craig's on drugs. He's wearing sunglasses. Keith is furious.
You know I hate sunglasses.
He hates sunglasses.
I hate sunglasses. And he keeps, like, there's always like a to-do with technology. But
I picture him wearing a ton of scarves.
Yes.
And it's getting in the way of the quality of the sound.
Yes. And then he has that Zoom background that isn't clever because it cuts off half your body, but he thinks he's an artist. And it's like, doesn't that take up a one or a zero that we could be using for sound quality? You're not at the beach.
This is great because if for the Wednesday night kitties and dogs, we do a we do a chat party that starts at 9 Eastern time. And Craig likes to drop in a lot. And I really love Craig and Keith's relationship because they will be so, and Craig, before, I don't know, Keith, before you got on, I don't know if you saw any of it. Craig says so much beautiful, mushy stuff about Keith, but at the same time, it's not mushy. It's like sincerely what he thinks. Like Craig thinks that you're the funniest. He has moments where he recounts, you know, these things that you, I remember, okay, so one time in the chat, Craig was talking about this guy. They used to hang out in like a group of four or five people. And there was this one guy who everyone sort of tolerated. And Keith one night was like kind of getting into a fight with him or got into a fight or something like that. And he goes, I'm not hanging out when this person hangs out. And Craig was like, come on, you know, he's just one of the, you know, you just want like everyone to just be like, whatever, that's just him. And Keith goes, stop. Why are we making these concessions? Is that the word? For this fucking asshole who's clearly bumming everybody out, taking turns, like right turns that nobody wants, and we're covering for him. And Craig's like, but it's just easier. And Keith got like actually mad. He's like, I'm going to fucking throw you across this. And Craig, but the way Craig describes it, like Keith got crazy livid. And Craig was like, huh, Keith was right. He was right. We were allowing this dude to like bring down the vibe just so we could not, you know, you don't want to like not invite that guy. And Craig's like, yeah, cool. Cause like, no, I'm not hanging out with people I don't like. And it's interesting that that's admirable because I feel like there always is maybe someone that I'm like, ah, oh, this guy's here, but I guess, and blah, blah, blah. And Keith's like, no, we don't invite that guy. Okay, are you allowed? Can you do that? Won't he hear that? That like we hung out, it's like, yeah, maybe he can fucking learn how to respect everybody and hang out like a real adult. And until then, maybe he should know that we're leaving him out. And I'm like, yeah, okay. It's hard to argue. So Craig has all these like loving stories that he brings to chat parties and just like they have these, like they said, maybe it sounds like they're fighting or whatever, but I think they're just truth telling.
Yeah. Craig loves you, dog.
I'll tell you what, dog. I've been to a dog park, and you see these things with their jaws, and it looks like they could. These dogs are going to rip each other's heads off, but they know to put the jaw right next to the other jaw, yeah. Right? That's dogs, exactly. Baby. Yeah.
And also, okay, not to be weird, but Adam Brown is the funniest person I've ever heard.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's got great moments.
He's so funny. Such a perfect compliment. Just like a beautiful dog next to two other beautiful dogs, all barking in a beautiful, you know, cascade of unifying barking. And I am a dog for life. So
All right.
Yeah.
Hello.
I think we found Bianca's first tattoo.
So if you ask me, what are you yelling? I'm yelling about the dogs because I love these dogs.
Hey, not to jump ahead to next week, but I got a hat if you want it. The Diamond Dog's death hat. How do I give it to Benny? I'm like, hey, here's a hat, but the dude's dead. Do you want it? No, here's I gotta give hat, it to an
but
adult.
It's like fully cursed, right. Like big time. I think we do have to burn it in some sort of a ceremony.
I think so.
Whoa, brother. Okay.
Do you eat like a lobster roll from it first, or do you have to respect the person to eat the lobster roll?
I'm gonna actually throw it in a cage filled with dogs.
That's good. Give it to a dog.
Yeah.
Give a dog.
Let
a
dog wear it.
Yeah.
You know, one time I was on a ferry when I was a young lady, maybe about 8 years old, and I'll leave you with this story. Okay. And I was wearing a hat that I loved, which was a black baseball hat with just gems. So plastic gems all over it. Okay. And I was just, you know, really feeling myself, loving life on this boat. A gust of wind kicks up. Mm. Okay. The hat gets taken off my head, floats on the breeze.
I've never been happy again.
I see it. I see it cascading. Oh no, oh no, oh no. And yes, it did fall into the water. And the only way that I was able to make peace with this moment was by picturing a fish down there wearing my hat, loving it, looking beautiful.
A dolphin pops up.
Yeah, just feeling like, how lucky am I that I was. You know, I was in the right place at the right time, and this hat came down. So give that hat to a dog.
You're right. Done. Yeah. We solved it.
Okay.
Thank
you. Little girls, I call at the Diamond Dogs. Bow wow. Ruff ruff. Bow wow.
Woo-hoo!
Keith of the girl, I call.